the Hotel Syracuse moniker brand is going to retire. She's done a good job, my old girl, as I call her, and retirement will be good. And the new name of this hotel and the new partnership that we have will be the Marriott Downtown Syracuse. And there's our band right there.
Hotel owner Ed Riley knows to most locals, including himself, it'll always be affectionately known as the Hotel Syracuse. But he says the new hotel will support a different downtown and different clientele. So it's critical that the designated convention center hotel carry a national name.
The Hotel Syracuse, when it closed, was not considered to be a very good place to stay. We needed to get rid of that, and we needed to tell a traveler that doesn't know our community they're going to get a first-class experience when they come to Syracuse in this hotel. So we needed to reposition the brand. Not just a brand, it's also having a reservation system and a support system of Marriott that's going to ensure that this project and this property is sustainable.
Riley says despite the national moniker, the new hotel will retain many connections to its past and the region. For example, there will be a museum room with artifacts and historical notes about who stayed at the hotel during its first 80 years and memorable events held there. Riley says a local furniture maker will also maintain its presence.
We've forged a relationship now with Stickley, who had original furnishings in this building in 1924, and they'll have furnishings here in our rooms when we reopen.
And don't forget Hardin Furniture.
The other day, Hardin was here to pick up a lot of our old antique chairs and stuff from the building. I'm lucky, I still have a desk chair now. I think they were going to take that too, along with my desk. But they're refinishing those, and we're going to bring those back in and reuse them in the hotel to tell the story about what this means.
To the Central New York community, that is. Riley says they'll also position restaurant and beverage outlets to showcase locally made food and drink, including Finger Lakes wines. He says construction is on schedule and is aiming for a spring grand reopening. Scott Willis, WAER News.